What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Nightcap. My name is Knight Santiago. What's everybody doing today? It's a new year. I mean, it's a little late to say New Year's, but I didn't do a show about this prior. It's a new year. New Year's resolutions in this fucking taxi. Double parks in the middle of the fucking road. You know, that's one thing about New York, these fucking cab drivers. And now we're, like, overloaded with motherfuckers that can't drive. Because we got fucking Uber and Lyft, and you still got that fucking Indian dude that chills at 231st and Broadway. That's not really a cab driver, but for the right price, he'll let you sit in the front seat and take you wherever the fuck you want to go. Fucking cab drivers in New York. I swear, you must be required to fail a fucking driving test to be a cab driver. This shit is stupid. You'll be in the middle of a fucking desert, and there's a cab driver trying to pull up right next to me right fucking now in a SUV. Fucking wait. You're driving to go to drop your kids off to school at fucking 7 in the morning. There's nobody in a deserted fucking block, and you got a cab driver in front of you going 5 miles an hour looking for a fare. Motherfucker, there's nobody around. Go to a train station or some shit. It's like everywhere you turn, these motherfuckers don't even pull into a spot. They'll just stop in the middle of the street, drop whoever they have off, but you gotta wait till the fucking fat bitch with the shopping cart pulls her shopping cart out of the fucking cab that's chilling in the middle of the street. Mind you, it's 7:59, and 1 minute your kids are gonna be late to school. Fucking inconsiderate motherfuckers. And if you think that it's a racial thing, it's not. Because there's whack-ass Dominican cab drivers, there's whack-ass African cab drivers, there's whack-ass Puerto Rican cab drivers. I've never seen an Asian cab driver. But there's whack-ass Indian cab drivers. There's all types of fucking whack-ass fucking drivers. And on top of that, if you play driving stereotypes and you add all the fucking horrible drivers that fit into those categories together, then 80% of fucking New York City can't drive. You got elderly people who should have been tested 20 years ago again to see if they could see the fucking finger in front of their face. Then you got Asians. I'm sorry, I got a lot of Asian friends, but they can't fucking drive. Then you got females who can't drive. My wife agrees to this. So it's a fucking slew of categories. And then if you mix certain genders and races with ages, you got the worst fucking drivers ever. An 85-year-old senile female Asian driver. Top of the food chain when it comes to bad driving. Fucking cab drivers, they can't drive. I got on the podcast today to say some other shit, and I completely forgot because this stupid fucking cab driver fucking cut me off. At the same time, another one is fucking pulling up trying to go around me. I don't get it. There should be a law. There should be a law against roads that cab drivers could drive on. There should be, like, cab driver-specific roads that only cab drivers drive on and nobody else. So they can see how fuck it feels when you're waiting on a one-way street that's less the length of a football field for a half an hour because a fucking cab driver is blocking the garbage truck from going around it because it decided not to pull into the spot. Fucking piece of shit. Talk about bad driving. What about school bus drivers in Brooklyn? I'm from the Bronx, but when I was working in Brooklyn, these fucking school bus drivers, they don't even, you know how the school bus drivers pull over, but they put the stop sign up, and you're supposed to adhere to the stop sign? These fucking school bus drivers pull, they don't even pull up. They just diagonally take over the entire fucking road. So there's no way for you to fucking disregard their stop sign and run their kid over. I guess it's a good thing. But it's crazy. I've never seen it. And it's the Hasidic Jewish community. Shalom. So shout out to those Jewish bus drivers. I guess they are doing a good